Shoot Your Shot, Hot or Not. Written by Diffractum. Read by Opalsong. Fandom, Modazusha. Rating, explicit. Relationship, Lan Wangji, Wei Wuxian. Also tagged for alternate universe, modern setting, alpha, beta, omega dynamics, alternate universe reality show, alternate universe Hunger Games setting, canon typical violence, extremely dubious consent, getting together, happy ending, humor, Hunger Games and Modazusha canon typical violence, murder, DubeCon, non-con slash coercion, exhibitionism slash public sex, fisting adjacent sex, sex pollen adjacent, no actual incest, but it's sort of joked about, and all the usual ABO tropes.
Even though we both know we're liars and we start each other's fires, we just know that we'll be alright. Even though we kicked out the party cause we both hate everybody, we're the ones they wanna be like. So don't.
Chapter 1. Week 0.5. Hi, I'm Wei Wuxian. I'm a career Omega, and this is my fourth season on the show. I like spicy food, archery, and alphas who are funny. Or maybe I don't. I haven't rolled over for one yet. On screen, Wei Wuxian winks at the audience laughter. You're tied now for the longest-running contestant, along with Qin Su for four seasons each. That's pretty amazing, says the segment host. Tell us a bit about your strategy. Oh, well, I wouldn't want to give away too much. And it really depends. We get a list of the competing alphas each year a couple of weeks before the show starts, and I try to do my research on all of them. Speaking of which, I'm sure that all the competing alphas now know you by reputation, at least. You've won all three of your previous seasons with a combination of fighting and trickery, whereas most of our other Omega competitors tend to go for a more subtle route. Is that what you're planning on doing this year? It's worked out for me so far, and I'm told it makes for good television. Off screen, Wei Wuxian is watching himself talk with half an eye on the TV. That was pretty good, says Nia Huaisang. You come off as confident, just a touch arrogant, but justified in being a veteran participant. I mean, that is what I am, says Wei Wuxian, huffing from the treadmill. He's sweating a little more than he normally would from this amount of exertion. But they all are in the Omega Villa, 3 days out from the season officially starting. He fights through it, knowing that his physical condition is only going to deteriorate from here. Everyone thinks the first half is all relaxation on the beach for 6 weeks, but not being able to prepare the way he would like for a 2-week-long survival stint at the end of it makes things difficult. He has to get his working out done now. Huaisang, on the other hand, is fanning himself on the sofa. Wei Wuxian does not ask him what he's planning to do, because that would be rude. But he suspects it'll be entirely different to his plan. A shame, because Hoisung has been good company in the villa so far, and it would be cool if they could have stuck together. There are two ways an Omega can win, hot or not. The first is to finish the season without being knotted at all. And the second is to finish the season having coupled and knotted with an alpha. And the grand prize goes to being voted the audience's favorite couple on top of that. It seems simple enough, but there's always some drama every year from people who get knotted and then try and switch partners, or alphas who knot someone and then move on to a different contestant. Typical matchmaking TV shenanigans. In converse, there's only one way an alpha can win. They must knot an Omega and win with them by the end of the two-week-long finale event. Most of the ones who don't end up dead. Print profile on contestant Wei Wuxian. Interviewer. Some viewers argue that you have an unfair advantage on the other contestants as a repeat contender. You must be very familiar now with the format of this show and how it works. Wei Wuxian. Sure, and they're right. It is an advantage. But a lot of this is real-world survival skills that anyone can gain from various other activities. We've had contestants who were really experienced with hiking and camping, which gives them a good working knowledge of how terrain works. We've had contestants who've trained in martial arts, which is useful if they want to fight, and so on. Plus, you have to make it to the finale first, and that relies on the other contestants wanting to couple with you. Interviewer. And what do you think of your competition this year? Wei Wuxian. The other Omegas? The thing you have to remember is that this isn't a single winner kind of competition. It's rare, but all the Omegas can win in the same season, and each of us have different ideal results. I'm a career Omega, so I'm usually trying to finish the show unknotted, but most of the others on the show compete for a worthy mate. Interviewer. Usually. Wei Wuxian. Well, I'm not averse to being mated. I'm just waiting for the right one. Interviewer. I didn't peg you for a romantic. Wei Wuxian. Yeah, it's real romantic after we've all been living outdoors with no showers or toilets for 2 weeks. Interviewer. And what about the alphas? Wei Wuxian. They look like an exciting bunch. I've read all their profiles, so I know roughly why they've joined the show and what they're looking to get out of it. But realistically, I won't know what they're really like until they're close enough to smell my slick. Week 1. The change in air quality is palpable when the alphas move into the alpha villa, separated from the omegas by a quaint little fence, as if that would actually stop anyone if they wanted to get over it. There's 20 of the alpha contestants, compared to only 10 omegas, so there's always a fair amount of posturing on move-in day, as they preen in front of the cameras or hoist their luggage up over their shoulders on the way in, showing off their assets. The Omegas mostly pretend not to watch move-in day, too aloof and busy working out or grooming or whatever obnoxious stereotype of Omegas are floating around these days. In actuality, Wei Wuxian is squashed in between Nia Huaisang and Mo Xuanyu on Huaisang's bed, which has the best view overlooking the fence to watch each of the alphas as they disembark the shuttle, pause and pose and do their introductions for the camera, and then walk up into the alpha house, located a respectful 20 meters away from the Omega Villa. Huaisang is keeping up a steady running commentary in the style of the TV narration when it's aired. Next up is Jin Zixuan. He's newly single. Ooh, wealthy as balls, And, pretty high on the hot list, I'd say, judging by what we can see of his profile. Oh my god, squeaks Mo Xuan Yu. That's my half-brother you're talking about. As one, Hui Song and Wei Wuxian swivel their heads to look at Mo Xuan Yu as he cringes away from the window. They peer back out at Jin Zixuan, who's talking to the camera whilst wearing only a pair of gold board shorts and a thin layer of oil across his waxed torso. And then back at Mo Xuan Yu, who is a baby goth twink if Wei Wuxian has ever met one. Which half? Asks Wei Wuxian eventually. Same dad. He and Hui Song exchange looks and teeters his hand back and forth. You didn't know your dad growing up. That's probably fine. Mo Xuan Yu smacks him on the arm. Gross! That's the thing that Mo Xuan Yu hasn't quite grasped, though. Whether or not Wei Wuxian really believes it's fine is irrelevant. But what he never fails to remember is that there are cameras recording their every movement. If his quote gets picked for headlines and blogs and tweets, more people are going to be interested in him. And he's going to need all the support he can get once they hit the finale, where each contestant gets their own stream and viewers can choose who to watch. So he can deal with gossip rags running, "Incest is fine," says Wei Wuxian, alongside a giant picture of his face for a few days. All publicity is good publicity. Doesn't that mean you've got two brothers on this show? Asks Hui Song, tipping his head to indicate the other side of the dorm, where Meng Yao's bed is. What are the chances? Yeah, says Mo Xuan Yu. We don't really talk to each other much, so I didn't know they applied as well. And it's not like Meng Yao and I would end up together if we're both Omegas. Good storyline for this season, says Wei Wuxian. Sibling rivalry, family reunion, or something like that. Mo Xuan Yu shudders. I'd rather stay away from both of them, thanks. They turn their attention back to the window as Jin Zixuan walks up to the villa, and Hui Song resumes narration. Okay, well, Jin Zixuan automatically slides down the hot list a notch for having its complicated family issues. Thanks, Mo Xuan Yu. And next up is Wen Chao. He's the second son of the famous Wen family, the younger brother of Wen Xu, who competed a couple of seasons ago, although you wouldn't be able to tell from looking at him. There doesn't seem to be much of a family resemblance. Oh well, also rich as balls at least. Money can't buy love, quips Wei Wuxian. But it might buy you a nice Omega, Hui Song joins in. It's his first time competing, but he's taken to this TV personality thing like a duck to water. Says Mo Xuan Yu, still looking out of the window at the next contestant. Isn't that your brother? Wei Wuxian goes back to the window as Hui Song grimaces. Yep, that's Daga. He's here to keep an eye on me. He's not playing to win. He looks like he's here to win, says Wei Wuxian. The man in question is wearing a t-shirt in what is probably a size L and should probably be a size XL as it's struggling to contain all of his biceps and shoulders and pecs and a pair of cargo shorts. He always looks like he's playing to win, says Hui Song with a sigh. Truthfully, Wei Wuxian doesn't really need to be here. The Omegas are giving a dossier on each of the Alpha participants ahead of time, with their names and little dating profiles available. His time is probably better spent in the basement, where the learning stations are. There aren't any cameras there, probably because the show doesn't want to reveal the dirty underbelly of its reality dating show, Sheen. But that's where the Omegas can learn about plants and poisons, survival tactics, fighting and self-defense techniques, killing techniques. But this, hanging out and making snide comments about other contestants, makes for better TV than working out again. And after multiple seasons on the show, Wei Wuxian has most of the basics down better than anyone else. Plus, it's the only time the Omegas get to observe the Alpha contestants without having to interact with them, and he likes to see how they are in their natural environment. The first introductions, later that same day, are like pre-gaming. Everyone's dressed up to the nines and holding a glass of champagne and pretending that this somehow makes them classy. They're all on their best behavior, but also watching, waiting, for the moment someone lets their guard down. Wei Wuxian sees it every year. Someone who has just a bit too much champagne. Sometimes it's an Omega, and the Alphas start circling. Sometimes it's an Alpha, and they start getting handsy. Sometimes it works out fine. Sometimes those handsy hands get broken. People get to various stages of inebriation quickly. Unlimited expensive booze and tiny canapes, as well as sexually charged tension and nervousness in the air, will do that. There are already people making eyes at each other. Technically, this isn't even episode one yet. This is just the introductory meet and greet. Wei Wuxian makes a mental bet with himself as to who won't even last through episode one of Hot or Not. The Omegas have been living together for about 4 weeks already to make their heat cycles sync up, so it's the first time they've been let out of their little villa compound. Which, to be fair, does boast a swimming pool, hot tub, gym room, and home cinema room. And being in mixed company. And it's the first time the Alphas will have met any of the other contestants. The sensible thing would be to not drink. But hey, where would be the fun in that? Wei Wuxian drinks like a fish. He'd hope that the other contestants have done their due diligence on him. If they'd watched previous seasons or even read recaps and summaries on him, they'd know that he has an iron constitution and a steel bladder. He can tell those who haven't bothered to do their research. Like this Su Shi guy, who keeps offering to top him up. "Are you one of the staff?" asks Wei Wuxian meanly after the third time. He doesn't turn down the drink, though. "I thought you were a contestant." He goes red, stammers something. Wei Wuxian tilts his head to the one side and smiles brightly. It's fun when they try and get him drunk, and see how long it takes for them to realize that he's probably not going to get drunk. At least not before they do. Wei Wuxian leaves Su Shi leaning against a table. He's staggering too much to walk in a straight line, so he probably won't be able to try and fuck Wei Wuxian tonight. That's one down, at least. "Are you all right?" asks someone. "Lan Wangji," thinks Wei Wuxian, as he flicks through his mental Rolodex of contestant info. He's standing near the door, like he's been lurking just outside. "I'm fine, thanks," says Wei Wuxian. "He's probably not, though." Lan Wangji's eyes flick between him and Su Shi. He looks Su Shi from top to bottom. "Don't worry. The production staff will take care of him if he gets actual alcohol poisoning or anything like that," says Wei Wuxian airily. "Or they might just leave him in a semi-coherent puddle next to the table. That probably makes for better TV." He spots Lan Wangji's glass, also a champagne flute, but not the same color as his. "Oh, you're not drinking?" Lan Wangji looks down at his glass. "I don't drink." "Oh, well, Wei Wuxian has heard that there are people who don't drink, but he's not sure he's actually met one." "Wow, this must be awful for you if you're sober." He steps forward so that they're standing together and peers into the other room, where the tables have been pushed back to make an impromptu dance floor. The rest of the contestants are a mix of rowdy drunk and horny drunk. There's at least one fight breaking out over who gets to make out with one of the Omegas, and the chairs at the side of the room are already covered with abandoned high heels and ties and jackets. Says Lan Wangji, somehow managing to convey a wealth of disapproval in such a tiny sound. Wei Wuxian swings around to look at him properly, putting his back to all of the action as he scans him up and down. "You really don't seem like the type of guy who signs himself up for reality dating shows," "Oh, really?" asks Lan Wangji, so deadpan that even Wei Wuxian can't tell if he's stonewalling or trolling. "You know the next 6 weeks are all going to be roughly like this?" asks Wei Wuxian, waving his hand behind him to encompass all of what this meant.
"I am fast discovering."
Wei Wuxian tilts his head and squints at him. A real enigma he's turning out to be. "Did you even watch the show before signing up?" For the first time, there's the tiniest crack in the wall. The tiniest, barely even a hairline fracture. Lan Wangji doesn't so much sigh as exhale with slightly more air than before.
"I only watched last year's finale," he admits.
Wei Wuxian smacks his hand to his chest and clutches at his metaphorical pearls. "Oh my God, no!" See, the thing that makes Hot or Not the most popular dating show to watch is that the first 6 weeks run like any run-of-the-mill reality dating show. All the contestants are on some island, the Omegas get a villa, the Alphas get a different villa. During the daytime, they have to interact, and there are challenges and tasks from the production team, sometimes decided via viewer voting, whereby contestants might win opportunities of extra snazzy dates or a night in the secluded love shack. And then the finale is a two-week-long live-streamed event timed to coincide with the Omega Heats, where all contestants still remaining at that point are kicked out of the villas into some secluded terrain and left to fend for themselves. Relationships made during the first part of the show helped during the finale, but it's a whole different ballgame. Wei Wuxian has seen couples snuggled up, promising love forever, look each other in the eyes as one of them kills the other. More contestants die during the finale than the entire 6 weeks ahead of it. Wei Wuxian isn't sure what would be worse. Someone who'd arrived having known only about the first half of the show, or someone who thought the whole thing was going to be like the finale. Having eyed Lan Wangji up and down a few times, he surmises that he might be quite good at the outdoor survival shebang. Probably less good at the preening and flirting, even if he does look sharp in a suit. "Good fucking luck," says Wei Wuxian emphatically. Lan Wangji acquiesces with a minute incline of his head. Talking head interview. Wei Wuxian.
"The closest anyone got to nodding you was 2 seasons ago," says the host.
Wei Wuxian nods. This comes up in interviews all the time, probably because it's the only time anyone has managed to get their dick in him. "Yep. It was a tactic on my part, although not one I'd rely on. I let him slip the tip in, and that let me get close enough to snap his neck." The rules say, very specifically, that the Omega has to be knotted for it to count. Wei Wuxian is not the only one to have killed someone who was fucking them, but he's the only one who did it deliberately.
"It's a pretty risky tactic," agrees the host. "What led you to make that decision?"
"I was pretty desperate," says Wei Wuxian. He remembers being hungry and angry and aching everywhere. It'd been on the final day of the finale, and he didn't really have any interest in any of the alphas left in the competition. And he'd made a bad pathing decision, which led him to being hemmed into a thick patch of forest. I remember thinking that he was faster than me, so there was only so long I could outrun him, even though I'm pretty confident in my stamina. He waggles his eyebrows at the audience. So I needed something where I could try and surprise him up close instead. I don't think he expected me to be any good at wrestling. Everyone knows otherwise now, of course, which means that Wei Wuxian won't be able to do the same thing twice. But that's fine. He can keep thinking up new strategies. Wei Wuxian doesn't get to go on nice dates anymore, which is the saddest part of being a repeat contestant. His first season, and even some of his second season,
He'd actually get picked by alphas to pair up and do couple challenges with. He knows he's easy on the eyes and has a certain kind of charisma that appeals to a specific type of alpha. So it had made sense. But then he'd slowly gained his reputation for having a bit of a mean streak and being a career Omega, and people stopped seeing him as an actual potential romantic match. These days, he mostly gets overtures from people who've watched the previous seasons and think they can tame him or make him kneel or that sort of thing. People who see him as a challenge. It's given him great TV exposure and a whole career off the back of it, so he can't complain. But it is a bit rough that people are sidling up to Wen Qing with flowers and invites for walks along the beach already, and Wei Wuxian just gets to sharpen his tongue against alpha banter. It's probably why Lan Wangji is being nice to him. He hasn't seen Wei Wuxian's previous seasons. He holds Wei Wuxian's seat out for him at the long dinner table set just off the beach and sits opposite. He offers him the white wine, pouring it for him in, correctly, the smaller of the wine glasses set out.
"Didn't you say you don't drink?" asks Wei Wuxian, fascinated.
Lan Wangji frowns slightly. "That's no reason not to know etiquette." Wei Wuxian clinks his glass gently on Lan Wangji's water tumbler.
"Well, thanks."
He takes one small sip, ignores the camera and cameraman that's lurking over his shoulder, and then proceeds to eat his food as fast as he can. And he's a speedy eater normally. Childhood starvation trauma to blame for that one. So he probably looks like he's moving at 3x speed. It might look rude, but there's a reason for this. Everyone else is still cutting into their salmon when there's the sound of wind chimes. They're meant to be a relaxing, melodious chime to match the beach vibe. But Wei Wuxian's heard it enough times on this show over the seasons that he's instantly on alert. And at least this trauma response is his own doing. As such, Wei Wuxian has actually managed to scarf his food down by the time the contestants receive their first challenge. The challenges always arrive at carefully designated inconvenient times on this show, so he's learned never to linger on his food, his sleep, or his masturbation. "Food is one of the many ways an alpha can care for their omegas," reads Meng Yao, who'd received the message card from the production staff by providence of being sat in the middle of the table. Historically, this was literal, as alphas would provide food either by hunting-gathering or, later on, by working and financially providing. These days, this is symbolized by hand-feeding, and there are many establishments which provide a traditional alpha-omega eating experience. Wei Wuxian hasn't been to many of those, since they cater largely to people who are paired off. But they're common enough. Restaurants where omegas sit on cushions or have seating on the floor, as the alpha deals with all the ordering and cutting of food and then feeds the omega. He's always thought it sounded like a hassle. He eats so much food. Every meal would take forever. Each alpha will choose an omega to hand feed. Each omega can be paired with a maximum of 2 alphas. If more than 2 alphas choose the same omega, the omega may choose between them or ask the alphas to demonstrate why they are most suitable in a manner of their picking. Meng Yao lowers the piece of paper. Predictably, everyone immediately forgets the rules, and people start trying to make claims all over the place. Wei Wuxian sighs. "Welcome to the joys of filming," he murmurs out of the side of his mouth to Huaisang on the other side of him, who has cottoned on to the fact that dinner is going to end up a mess of people jostling around for an hour, and then someone trying to shove food into his mouth for another half hour if he doesn't get it in him now, and has been eating hastily through Meng Yao's explanation. There's a reason there are more alphas than omegas. Firstly, because the death rate for alphas is much higher. Hardly any omega contestants have died on hot or not. But also because it's a resource scarcity issue. The conflict is automatically built in if alphas have to fight amongst themselves for omegas. All the omegas line up for the alphas to inspect, and Wei Wuxian puts himself at the front of the line. Being at the end means there'll be more and more fights as the number of omegas dwindle. The alphas won't get kicked out if they're not paired up as part of a challenge, but it certainly lowers their chances of making an impression on both the omegas and the public if they don't get a chance to show themselves off. This way, he can get rejected early. 20 squinty pairs of eyes look him over. He looks back. "I choose Wei Wuxian," says Wen Chao, and squints extra hard. There's a long pause, and Wei Wuxian can immediately see the problem for the alphas in this challenge. Whether they try and pick the omega they want, or go for someone they think other contestants won't pick, so there's less competition. He is one of the less popular choices, so they're contemplating him as a safe option. Several of them see him smile flatly at Wen Chao and reevaluate the likelihood of having their fingers bitten off.
"I also choose Wei Wuxian," says Lan Wangji eventually.
"Interesting. At least he's not the only one Wen Chao is squinting at now." Wei Wuxian stands in front of the two of them as they each place one hand on each of his shoulders for the claim shot in front of the camera. And then they get to go shuffle to the side and watch the rest of the picks. Wei Wuxian could tune out at this point, but he likes to treat all the interactions like research on the alphas. Plus, it's entertaining. It's literally a front row seat to the most popular reality TV dating show in the world. Wen Qing gets picked by four alphas. She's intelligent and beautiful and distantly enough related to Wen Chao that she's still wealthy but holds no power. A perfect omega pick. She decisively chooses two and walks off, making them jog to keep up with her. Wei Wuxian likes her attitude. Hui Song gets picked by three, and he bats a paper fan in front of his face as he takes a moment to deliberate, and then tells them that they need to decide between the three of them. The ensuing wrestling match takes 10 minutes. They crash into the table, sending half the food and all the glassware flying. The hunger from a delayed dinner is a production tactic to cause more conflict, Wei Wuxian recognizes dimly as he starts hearing people's stomachs growling and patiences start to thin. The sun has set by the time all the matches have been made. Candles now flicker in the evening breeze. It takes another half hour for the crew to clear away their original dinner table and set it back out, this time with the chairs staggered so that all the omegas are sat on cushions between their two alphas. All the alphas not picked are relegated to a rickety fold-out table in the corner of the patio with plain rice, unseasoned boiled vegetables, and bottom-shelf vodka to skulk out their loss. There are four camera people dedicated solely to recording the inevitable drama that will come out of this group. Wen Chao and Lan Wangji could not be more different dinner companions. Wen Chao feeds himself first, hunking out great slices of steak, which would be offensive even if Wei Wuxian hadn't managed to eat most of his dinner earlier. He also somehow manages to talk nonstop about himself, words rolling around his mouth along with his teeth and his potatoes. He tells Wei Wuxian, and by extension Lan Wangji, all about Wen Kor and their recent M&A strategy, which mostly sounds like pressuring small local businesses to sell and then gutting them once they've been taken over. When he finally remembers to feed Wei Wuxian, it's with a forkful of smushed potato dripping with gravy. He holds it out way too far away, and Wei Wuxian has to kneel up to get it. He feels like a dog begging for scraps. Not sexy at all. On the other hand, Wang Lingjiao has her hands up under her chin, begging coyly and giggling diagonally across the table from him towards her alphas, so clearly the dog thing works more for some people than others. Lan Wangji, on the other hand, eats in complete silence and alternates between taking a bite of food and feeding Wei Wuxian a bite. He has, thankfully, opted for something relatively easy to hand feed, small pieces of crusty bread made up like bruschetta. He leans down to hold it all the way out for Wei Wuxian, his spare hand held out with a napkin to catch anything that falls. So, Wei Wuxian knows that he flirts a lot, just naturally, but he tries not to flirt with intent. He's not really here for that, and it's not fair on the people who are looking to find a good match. But Lan Wangji's fingers graze against his lips, and he automatically dips his tongue out to catch the food that falls, sliding the tip of his tongue across the tip of Lan Wangji's finger. It's only because Lan Wangji is so silent that Wei Wuxian hears him, the slightest of inhales. Wen Chao does not notice and tells the two of them that his brother has 3 omegas already. The next time Lan Wangji reaches down with a piece of fruit, Wei Wuxian is prepared. Instead of delicately and politely taking the food from Lan Wangji's fingers, he closes his mouth over the whole slice of tangerine and slides his mouth off Lan Wangji's finger with a tiny pop at the end, and then licks it with his tongue to dab the juice off the tip. When he looks down at Wei Wuxian smiles lazily at him, slipping his tongue out to wet his lower lip. Lan Wangji's expression is hard to see in the darkness, only the occasional wavering streak of orange flame illuminating the side of his nose, the slant of his jaw. But that's all right. Wei Wuxian doesn't need to see his face to know. Lan Wangji's hands are shaking. And then Wen Chao stabs his fork into the air next to Wei Wuxian's ear, and half of the food slides off onto the ground with a wet splat. Wen Chao looks down for just long enough to scowl at him like it's his fault. The moment is broken. "What a waste," says Wen Chao. He flings the fork onto the table, the sound of the scrape of metal against china jarring uncomfortably in Wei Wuxian's bones, and reaches for the bread basket instead. He tears a bit off and holds it out to Wei Wuxian, and then he tries to physically stuff it in Wei Wuxian's mouth, shoving 2 fingers in along with the bread, unexpected enough that Wei Wuxian chokes on it. His fingers stretch at the side of Wei Wuxian's cheek and pulls his mouth over as he presses down on Wei Wuxian's tongue. "That's better," Wen Chao says with satisfaction. "I knew you could put that mouth to good use." He pulls his fingers out and grabs another hunk of bread and does it again. The part of Wei Wuxian's brain that isn't dealing with choking says dimly that that doesn't even make sense. Wen Chao doesn't give him enough time to chew and swallow properly, so by the 3rd time around, his mouth is filled with mushy bread as well as this guy's fingers. God, it's not even sourdough. Wei Wuxian's eyes are watering slightly as a bit of loose flour hits the back of his throat and triggers his gag reflex. He tries to cough around Wen Chao's fingers. He's already pulling back and away when Wen Chao goes for another hunk of bread. When Lan Wangji's hand appears in his vision out of nowhere, intercepting Wen Chao's hand to cup around the side of Wei Wuxian's face and draw him to face Lan Wangji. His other hand is holding a glass of water with a straw in and a napkin. Wei Wuxian discreetly spits out his chipmunk cheeks of bread into the napkin and sips at the water gratefully. Oh, thank fuck. Suffocating from bread in week 1 would have been the most embarrassing way to go on this show. Now that he's not in immediate danger of dying, Wei Wuxian takes a moment to wonder what about that just now was meant to be sexy. He hopes it was the power trip and not the half-chewed bread. Wen Chao is left holding a piece of torn bread in mid-air. "Hey, I was in the middle of something," he snaps at Lan Wangji. Lan Wangji doesn't even show any indication he hears Wen Chao. Damn, what a power move. There's a single moment where Wei Wuxian thinks that Wen Chao is going to pick a fight with Lan Wangji. And judging from the way Wen Chao wavers, he's definitely considering it. But then he throws the bread onto the table instead.
Fine, whatever, you're not worth it. You don't even know how to act like a proper Omega, he says to Wei Wuxian, and shifts his chair away so he can watch Wang Lingjiao instead.
Oh, wow, okay. That stings a bit. Wei Wuxian isn't even remotely interested in Wen Chao, but still. Wen Chao had picked him, not the other way around. Everyone here knew what Wei Wuxian was like coming in.
Lan Wangji's hand tightens around his jaw for a moment, and Wei Wuxian swallows convulsively before it loosens.
More wine? Asks Lan Wangji blandly.
Fuck yeah, says Wei Wuxian.
Week 2. Wei Wuxian likes the contestants who are openly here for the money. He is too, after all. Three winning seasons have netted him a total of 1.5 million yuan, helpfully untaxed. The last 2 years, he's largely coupled up during the dating show portion of the program, with alphas who are also here for the money, to avoid as much of the couple's drama as possible, in order to get through to the finale and get that sweet, sweet cash prize. So no one is more surprised than Wei Wuxian himself when Nia Mingchue asks if he would like to couple up. It's not that Mingchue would be a bad choice. In fact, if Wei Wuxian were here to beg himself an alpha, he'd say that Nia Mingchue is a damn good choice. He's tall, muscular, accomplished, and straightforward. He inherited the family's grass-to-table organic food supply business, but unlike Wen Chao, he also manages and runs it on a day-to-day basis. It's just that you haven't spoken two sentences to me since the start of the program, says Wei Wuxian. Another point in Nia Mingchue's favor is that he isn't going to get snippy with Wei Wuxian if he speaks to him so bluntly.
I watched your previous season performances, says Nia Mingchue. I already knew you were a competent competitor. You have good survival instincts, athletic ability, and you're practical. All of these are positives, in my opinion.
That's, an interesting way of looking at it. Very flattering, too. Not how Wei Wuxian would approach it, but he can't deny that it's a good strategy. If there's only limited time to talk to all of the contestants, he doesn't want to have to waste it on ones he already has information on.
But I barely know anything about you, says Wei Wuxian, and bats his eyes obnoxiously.
Nia Mingchue laughs, a boom of a sound. I've heard about how much time you spend with my brother.
Oh, well, that's true, too. He's actually heard a dozen anecdotes about Nia Mingchue by now.
He also told me you were just here to keep an eye on him.
Nia Mingchue shrugs. Yeah, but no one joins a competition with the intention of losing.
Wei Wuxian finds himself liking the man more and more as they speak. Not romantically, but there's something refreshingly forthright about him, even though he and Huaisang are so different. Another advantage of being a repeat contestant is that he knows the crew now. Most of the other contestants haven't bothered to speak to the crew for anything more complicated than, hi, bye, thanks. Are you fucking kidding me? That's the challenge? But they're just people trying to do their jobs too, even if their jobs involve voyeuring both Wei Wuxian's life and asshole at an uncomfortably close distance. He sits with them when they're having their breaks and provides witty commentary on the other contestants. He says goodnight when they head back to their own crew accommodations, and good morning the first thing in the morning, and brings them the swanky coffee that the contestants get in the villa when they set up. He knows that the production assistant is moving in with her girlfriend, and that the second cameraman is having a baby soon. He knows that the intern is the producer's cousin's kid, and definitely only here because of nepotism.
And most importantly, he hears little whispers of what challenges are coming up next. I heard on the grapevine that the fake baby challenge is coming up soon, he tells Nia Mingchue.
Mingchue nods, satisfied. Good. I liked how you handled the last two seasons.
Not the last three?
A raised eyebrow. You swung the fake baby around so hard the arm popped off.
Oh, yeah. You have a point. You really did watch all my previous seasons, huh?
Wei Wuxian thinks that Nia Mingchue would be a pretty decent choice for the fake baby challenge, too. From the sounds of it, he practically raised Hui Song after all, and he turned out okay.
I wish they'd come up with a new challenge, though, says Wei Wuxian. I know it's a fan favorite or whatever, but having to do it every year just gets repetitive after a while.
You want the production team to come up with a twist.
Wei Wuxian thinks about it. Okay, no, you're right. I'll stick with the evil I know, in this case. There are so many ways the fake baby challenge could be worse each year.
They announce their coupledom just in time for the fake baby challenge to roll around. They're awoken the very next morning by the sound of 20 crying infant toys, instead of the customary wind chimes.
Oh, shit, says Hui Song, who had just broken up with his latest couple's partner the previous night. I didn't think fake baby was going to be so soon. It was week 5 last year.
What happens when you're not coupled up for a couple's challenge? Asks Mo Xuan Yu as they drift down the stairs, still wiping the sleep from their eyes.
Wei Wuxian can barely hear him over the screaming toys.
Depends. Sometimes alphas have to share omegas. Sometimes they have to do it with other unpaired alphas. And sometimes you just have to do it by yourself. For the fake baby challenge, usually you have to be a single parent for it. Sometimes there's an opportunity to pair up with an unpaired alpha. There is a possibility that an omega ends up uncoupled for a challenge, like Hui Song accidentally now. But given the doubled ratio of alphas to omegas, it's usually the alphas struggling to find a couple. Wei Wuxian likes it when they have to pair up with each other. The drama over which of them has to play the omega part is delicious. Mo Xuan Yu is safe, though, currently coupled up with Wen Ning. The choices are more limited when he's related to more than one other contestant. There's way too many familial relationships floating around this year. Wei Wuxian is really having to keep up with all the possible incest moments. When they're all assembled in their pairs, and Wei Wuxian is not a short man, but wow, Mingchue really dwarfs him, the producer hands Meng Yao the latest challenge card. If you've watched the previous seasons, you'll know the fake baby challenge. This year, we're introducing a twist, says Meng Yao.
Oh, shit, says Wei Wuxian. I should have kept my mouth shut.
Nia Mingchue huffs a soft laugh behind him.
Meng Yao continues. His face is pleasantly blank, which Wei Wuxian has figured out by now means that he's reading ahead of what he's saying out loud, and it's going to be particularly terrible. Of course, having a baby is an important milestone in any relationship, but we would be remiss not to acknowledge that the arduous journey to parenthood starts long before that. All of a sudden, all the crying from the babies stop at once, cut out mid-wail like someone just suffocated 20 live children on air. Okay, not terrifying at all.
The door opens, and a crew member walks in, wheeling a trolley stacked high with lumps?
It takes Wei Wuxian a hot second to realize their strap-on bellies.
Oh, fuck, he says.
Welcome, says Meng Yao, to the fake pregnancy challenge. Wei Wuxian looks down at his new extended belly under his t-shirt. He'd brought t-shirts of a size too small to this program already, knowing they'd show off his shoulders, so it feels extra tight now. He's sure that the average baby bump is smaller than this, but the program is probably using the biggest ones they could find so that it's extra obvious. I better be having the most enormous baby after this, he grouses as Nia Ming Chue helps him adjust the straps at his back. The fake pregnancy challenge involves the Omega having to do everything with the baby bump on, and the Alpha is trying to be the best mating provider for each of them. Ming Chue's already knocking it out of the park by the very providence of not laughing his face off at Wei Wuxian wobbling around with his belly on him. This totally ruins your figure, says Wen Chao critically across the room to Wang Ling Zhao, which, oof. It doesn't help that everything she'd brought with her is a cropped top, so her belly looks even more like it's bulging out of her clothes. Well, this is terrible and the worst, says Huaisang, so cheerfully. He's probably plotting murder in his head. The Omegas are packed off to the beach for the morning, so the Alphas can get them all set up. And even that short walk has Wei Wuxian panting. For Huaisang, who is half a foot shorter and despises cardio of all forms, the belly must feel even bigger. It's going to ruin all of my tan lines, agrees Mo Xuan Yu, who only wears full-length sleeves and skinny jeans in black all the time anyway, which sets Wei Wuxian into a laughing fit. God, that boy is a treasure. He's as meek as a mouse most of the time, but every so often he says something that shows the sharpness of mind underneath. Oh, okay, laughing is hard, says Wei Wuxian as the extra weight bounces off his shoulders. Everything is hard except my dick, says Huaisang, which sets them all off again. It's sort of boring. On most of the beach trips, Wei Wuxian spends his time swimming or watching the alphas trying to judge which of them will drown nicely in the finale. Or, to be honest, just showing off his figure. But none of them are in the water now. All of them lying in the chairs, splayed like beached whales. And then the baby bump moves. Oh my god! Gasps Wei Wuxian as the baby kicks him just below the stomach. From the way the rest of the Omegas are suddenly leaning over or clutching at their baby bumps, the electronic motion had just started for all of them. No, I was wrong, says Huaisang, lying flat and squinting up at the sky. He looks like a dying starfish. This is terrible and the worst. It's not that bad once he gets used to it, Wei Wuxian privately thinks. But he's not going to voice that out loud, especially not when every so often one of the kicks nails him in the kidney. But he can see how something like this might be useful for a sex ed class or an expecting parents demonstration. Having kids isn't high on his list of priorities, not as a career Omega, but who hasn't thought wistfully once or twice about settling down with a nice alpha and a small brood of children once he's too old to be winning survival programs? They stay on the beach for long enough to get hungry. Oh yeah, that's right. They never got breakfast this morning. That doesn't bode well. There's always something up if they're not being fed at normal hours. How do you do this all the time? Asks Huaisang after another half hour they spend sweating uncomfortably in the sun as he waves vaguely at Mo Xuan Yu. Do what? Long sleeves, long jeans. We're on a tropical island. I'd be sweating profusely even with no clothes on at all. Huaisang is feebly flapping at himself with a paper fan. He does look distinctly more red than before. Even Wei Wuxian is getting to the point where he's hot and hangry. And it's being made worse by the fact that every time he moves, sand is sticking to his sweaty skin. Oh, it's actually for the scars, says Mo Xuan Yu apologetically. There's silence for a moment. Sorry, says Huaisang. Eventually, Mo Xuan Yu shrugs. We live together. I'm kind of surprised no one's managed to see them so far. You have to be pretty comfortable revealing a lot of yourself on this program, says Wei Wuxian, staring out at the sea. He doesn't talk about it often, and who would he talk about it with anyway? But he does often wonder what makes someone sign up for Hot or Not, knowing what the finale is. There are so many easier, better, less intrusive ways of finding love or fame. He wonders especially what it says about someone who would willingly sign up more than once. Especially your asshole, says Mo Xuanyu, and that breaks the tension.
Yeah, yeah, says Wei Wuxian through his laughter.
Xuanyu, I really hope you make it to the finale. Mo Xuanyu blinks at him. Thanks. You too. It's fine if Mo Xuanyu doesn't realize how sincere he's being. Hoi Song does, if the slight curious squint from beneath his fan is anything to go by. But he doesn't say anything. Let's go for a splash. I'm getting so hot, I think I'm getting actual baby brain, says Wei Wuxian. When they're allowed to go back to the villas, there are little camps set out on the patio, each with an alpha stood next to theirs. Wei Wuxian can see nests of blankets and pillows, anything soft that could be picked up. He looks across the way toward the alpha villa. It looks like the villa has been raided for anything that was portable enough. There's an abandoned mattress stuck diagonally in a doorway, so maybe it was a timed challenge or something like that. There are some distinctly better nests than others, and there's some signs of damage on the contestants, too. Some scratch marks down someone's arm, mussed hair, a black eye. Wei Wuxian is looking forward to watching the cut where the editing inevitably switches back and forth between the shots of the Omegas relaxing in the sun doing fuck all, while the Alphas apparently had some sort of tussle.
No, Hoi Song revises his earlier opinion. This is now definitely terrible and the worst.
As a single, soon-to-be parent, he doesn't have a partner with a nest. When Wei Wuxian gets to Mingche, his definitely rates as one of the better nests. It's arranged into a comfortable little huddle of a circle, with what looks like a separate yoga mat and pillow for himself next to it.
Wow, who did you have to fight for all of this? You sure know how to treat a boy, remarks Wei Wuxian as he waddles up to it and admires it.
Mingtue grunts, although he does look pleased. Hoi Song and I were on our own growing up, so I took him through his first heats. He always wanted a blanket fort.
That's fucking adorable, says Wei Wuxian, admiring the structural integrity of the little covering Nia Mingtue has draped across the nook he's picked for them. It's like a little tent and everything.
It's too hot to actually need the blankets, but they're comfortable to lie on after a morning on the deck chairs. As comfortable as deck chairs are usually, well, there just isn't enough lumbar support for the extra weight Wei Wuxian is carrying now.
What is Hoi Song doing?
Mutters Mingche as he absently stuffs another pillow under Wei Wuxian's head. Wei Wuxian looks up to see Hoi Song leisurely walking around the various nests, eyeing them over the top of his sunglasses, and occasionally rubbing his belly bump. Oh, he uncoupled with his pair last night, so he's a tragically newly single parent. He's probably trawling the unpaired alphas for one of them to take him in. They both watch as Hoi Song nudges the edge of a nest with one toe, and then sniffs and carries on.
Not enough of a blanket fort,
mutters Mingche absently.
He'll be fine. There's so many unmatched alphas, he can just pick whoever he likes.
The wind chimes tinkle gently, and with it comes an accompanying chorus of groans.
Already? You barely just finished a challenge.
Wei Wuxian props himself up on his elbows. Fake pregnancy challenge is providing so much more intense than fake baby challenge so far. Another important part of being a good alpha is being able to provide food for your omega and growing baby. For the next day, you will have to find, prepare, and cook whatever food is available here for you and your omega. You will be allowed, expected even, to venture outside the normal villa grounds that you have access to for the rest of the island. Remember, if you aren't a good provider, your Omega just might choose to leave you and pick a more suitable Alpha.
Meng Yao waves a hand at the row of available Alphas, most of whom take the opportunity to flex their muscles. Wei Wuxian is aware that Meng Yao is just reading out the script written by someone else, but he sounds so cheerful that Wei Wuxian wants to garrote him. They didn't even get breakfast before this challenge, and only now, when it's already past noon, are they being told that they have to go find their own food? What absolute fuckery is this? Oh, maybe this is nothing to do with Meng Yao. Wei Wuxian's just hangry.
I wish I could tell you not to worry. I don't eat much. But actually, I eat a lot, and I'm already starving, says Wei Wuxian with a sigh.
I'll head out now. I assume there must be something, or they wouldn't set this challenge,
says Nia Mingchue, already tying up a couple of t-shirts to make makeshift bags or something. Other alphas are making similar sorts of preparations, uneasily eyeing the others to see where they're going to head off to first.
There's fish in the sea, too, says Wei Wuxian. Small, but if you could manage a net and get a bunch.
Good shout.
Mingchue smacks his hand in a high five, so hard it leaves Wei Wuxian's hands smarting, and heads off out of the villa compound. This challenge is interesting. A couple of the alphas haven't bothered to set out. Maybe they think they can just steal something off the ones who return, or maybe they didn't bother upskilling their foraging abilities or whatever. But once most of them are gone, the Omegas cluster up to compare nests.
I've got 6 tiny throw cushions and not a single thing to lie on, says Wen Qing with a scowl.
Why? Says Wei Wuxian, more for something to say rather than because he cares. She looks him dead in the eye.
Because they're pink and sparkly, and he said he thought I would like that they were pretty.
Wei Wuxian shudders for real. Oh God, please tell me you're going to pick another nest. That's not even practical. Sleeping on glitter and sequins is so uncomfortable.
6 throw cushions, she repeats murderously.
I'm thinking about picking Jiang Cheng's, says Huaisang. He's probably got the best nest out of the unmatched alphas, but he's just so grumpy.
If you don't, I might, says Wen Cheng. I don't care if he's grumpy. We don't have to actually talk.
Whose is this one? Asks Wei Wuxian as they walk down the rows, trying to match nests with personalities. A couple of the uncoupled alphas have clearly not bothered at all, just making a bedroll of some sort for themselves, which is reasonable if they didn't want to get involved in the squabbles between those trying to make actual nests. But Wei Wuxian knows that that sort of behavior doesn't go down well for the fans and viewers at home who get to vote someone out each week. They like people to take on the challenges, even if it's clear they're not going to win. On the other hand, there's one that looks like a, well, more like a lasagna than a nest. Layers of fabric all tucked up and folded into a neat rectangular shape under the shade of a building.
Lanwang Ji's, says Huaisang.
Well, that doesn't look too bad. There's loads of stuff in there. I see duvets, throws, towels, and pillows. That's a good loot. What else could you ask for? He asks.
Pillow fort, mutters Mingchue's voice in his head.
Too neat, says Huaisang with a shudder. That's a nest made by someone who'll get mad if you mess it up. Besides, you didn't notice?
What? Huaisang indicates around the nest. He didn't make a separate place for him, so either he's joining you in the nest, or what? He sleeps on the paved ground?
Oh, that's true. He hadn't noticed that, even though Mingchue had obviously made his own mattress.
Maybe he just stands guard over you all night like a good protective alpha, he jokes instead. And Hoisang hisses in horror. Nia Mingtre is not the first back, nor the second. Wei Wuxian isn't worried about him, not in the traditional sense, but he is absolutely starving. Wei Wuxian is lying on his back by the time Mingtre gets back, trying to ignore the little fake baby punches into his kidney and wallowing. Every inch of his torso that is under the fake baby bump is sweating, to the point where he can slide a hand in between the back of the bump and his stomach and it comes out damp. Gross. Most of the Omegas are doing something similar. Oh, damn, someone further down says, and Wei Wuxian leans up on his elbows to see what the commotion is. It is, apparently, Nia Mingtre shirtless. Why is he shirtless? Even Wei Wuxian is momentarily distracted by the sight of those washboard abs.
Sorry to keep you waiting,
says Mingtre, his hulking body blocking almost all of the sky in Wei Wuxian's vision.
Good tip about the fish.
He sits with his spoils. One t-shirt bag is largely filled with fruit, and the other with dozens of little slippery fish still twitching. At least they're not being made to do up a fire from scratch as well, which would take even longer. The crew procure a little propane gas stove and utensils, and Mingtre fills the pan with little fish before telling Wei Wuxian,
"Wait here."
"Where else am I supposed to wait?" asks Wei Wuxian outside, already three peaches in. He's glad there's something savory because even though he could, having a whole lunch made up of only fruit would make him so sad.
Mingtre snorts at him and says, "Turn the fish when they're done on this side."
"Can't believe you're making your poor Prager's Omega do the work," Wei Wuxian grouses, but with no real heat. It's not like he's going to let the fish burn after all. It finally becomes evident why Mingtre's shirtless when he finally returns, his own shirt twisted around something that he's dragging behind him.
Is that
a wild boar? Asks Wei Wuxian incredulously when he gets close enough.
I don't know if it was wild or not, but it is a boar, yes, says Mingtre, unwrapping his shirt,
which is stained and completely ruined, so props to him for only using Wei Wuxian's t-shirts for fruit.
And for the record, Achan deserves half the credit for felling this fellow.
Achan?
Oh, Wangji. Lan Wangji. I've known him too long to remember this stage name thing.
Mingtre waves that away as he moves the boar downwind of Wei Wuxian. Huh. That hadn't been the person that Wei Wuxian would have expected to be Mingtre's partner for this. Shouldn't he get half then, even if he doesn't need to feed an Omega?
He's vegetarian. I gave him more of the fruits and nuts instead.
Oh, yeah, he knew that. He just forgotten for a moment.
Are you squeamish? Asks Mingtre.
If you mean for the boar? No, go ahead. Wei Wuxian proceeds to watch in fascination, occasionally spearing tiny fish on a fork for Mingtre to crunch through as Mingtre expertly guts and cleans out the carcass, slicing the meat up deftly. It's not until he's a quarter of the way through that Wei Wuxian realizes that he's doing it particularly efficiently, much like he's tackled this entire task. He'd brought out the things that required no prep to eat, and then added the fish that were quick to cook, and now he's slicing up long strips of meat for easy frying and leaving the rest of the meat for later. Hot damn, says Wei Wuxian when he's presented with a glazed pork dish with a tart applesauce from the fruit t-shirt paired alongside it. He ignores all of the other contestants looking over with raging jealousy. Mingtre grunts, but looks pleased enough with himself.
Not to be irreverent about whatever we've got going on between us, but
What are you looking for in an Omega?
Asks Wei Wuxian,
if you don't mind.
To his credit, Ming Chue seems to take it seriously. Intelligent, level-headed, solutions-focused.
Solutions-focused? You sound like you're hiring a new employee.
All right, then. Practical, says Ming Chue, but he's smiling anyway.
Those are all things I am, says Wei Wuxian.
Yeah, that's why I suggested we partner up, to try it.
That makes sense. And Ming Chue has a lot of things that Wei Wuxian appreciates, too. He's confident and sure of himself. He's thoughtful and straightforward. He has shoulders like a truck, and abs that Wei Wuxian could rub himself off hands-free on. There's no spark, is there?
Asks Wei Wuxian ruefully. No, says Ming Chue amicably.
That's a shame. They could have been a real power couple.
He thinks through the other Omegas he's seen Ming Chue with and says,
you should consider Mo Xuan Yu. He might surprise you.
Week 3.
A gong sounds.
Well, that's new.
Wei Wuxian looks up from where he's sorting out his laundry to peer out of the window.
Yep, it's definitely a gong.
Xuan Yu, who had the misfortune of standing next to the thing when it was rung in the courtyard, is clutching at his head.
Is that a new challenge?
Asks Wen Cheng. She's also in the laundry room, and quickly shoves the rest of the basket into the machine to get the cycle running before they're inevitably hauled off for a half a day to do something. Wei Wuxian does the same. It seems mundane, but getting the time to do laundry in this place is difficult, and exacerbated by the fact that they're all hitting preheat and prone to leaking at inopportune times. The gong sounds again.
Oh my god, all right, we're coming!
He yells, and darts out after Wen Cheng as the rest of the contestants gather in the courtyard. Meng Yao moves up to the front and accepts the cue card from the production staff.
This year, we've decided to spice up the proceedings with a bonus challenge, or two. Is this not spicy enough?
Mutters Wen Cheng. She almost ended up having to couple with her own brother for the last challenge, after the rest of the contestants paired up. Only Lan Wangji, at the last moment, quickly conferring with Wen Ning and swapping around to couple up with her instead, saved it.
The bonus challenge is not compulsory. You may opt out of this if you wish. The rules of the challenge will be revealed after you have decided whether to opt in or out, and you cannot change your mind about participation afterwards,
says Meng Yao, his eyebrows rising on his forehead. Stepping slightly out of shot, he flips through the cue cards as if to see if they're written down for him there. They're not, from the way he shrugs apologetically at everyone.
As this isn't an official challenge, we're switching this up to be in two teams. Omegas versus Alphas. Members of the winning team will all receive a cash prize of 10,000 yuan, and you may also make one request of another contestant, within reason.
Wei Wuxian hums.
That means it's gonna be awful, he says, and Wen Cheng agrees.
A murmur runs around the crowd, left as the other contestants similarly all take a moment to discuss.
I bet it's gonna involve feet, says Wen Chao.
I think food, says Jin Sichuan.
We did food for the first challenge, Jiang Cheng reminds him. Almost naturally, they resolve themselves into two groups, those who want to participate and those who do not. Almost everyone who's here in the hopes of actually making a career out of being an influencer or celebrity or whatever are in the participating group, including Wei Wuxian. Why else is he here apart from to make great TV? There's nothing that can embarrass him anymore after being on here for four seasons. A lot of the people who are here trying to find true love have
sensibly, opted out. Both the Lawn brothers have respectfully stepped back, along with a few other contestants who probably just want a goddamn break.
You should join,
Wei Wuxian says to Lan Wengji, waving him over.
It is optional, says Lan Wengji, which is fair enough, given he didn't want to participate in three quarters of this show to begin with.
You get a prize if you win, though.
It's Alphas versus Omegas, Lan Wengji points out. If you're encouraging me to participate, then only one of us will win.
Something to look forward to if I lose, then, says Wei Wuxian. Since we don't know what it is yet, it could really go either way. And, more importantly, also up for grabs is the chance to request something of another contestant.
He waggles his eyebrows.
Lan Wengji pauses there. Within reason.
Sure, and I get that, you know, you're not really the type to ask someone for a kiss or a date, but...
says Wei Wuxian, and then he lowers his voice as he steps closer to Lan Wangji.
But you could ask Su Shi to stop masturbating in your bed.
Lan Wangji looks at him, and the shock on his face is evident.
I beg your pardon?
Just saying, says Wei Wuxian.
Actually, it was the crew again that tipped him off to this particularly juicy piece of gossip. He's been waiting for the right time to drop it. He'd camped out with them in their trailer after dinner a couple of days ago. Sometimes the crew forgets that the contestants are all isolated from their phones and the outside world, and he picks up tidbits from them about what's happening in the world so that he doesn't emerge completely unprepared from a time capsule 2 months later. One of their corner room cameras had picked it up on the feed, and Wei Wuxian hadn't mentioned anything. But one of the interns saw him looking and told him, unprompted, that it's happened 4 times now.
Is that true?
Lan Shichen leans in, close enough to have heard. He looks similarly appalled.
Wangji, I did walk past and saw that your bed was unmade. But I thought perhaps you had been unwell. I didn't think that something like that would have happened.
You... make your bed? The revelation that Lan Wangji apparently makes his bed on a regular enough basis, even on a reality TV show, that his brother would comment on it being unmade, is somehow very endearing.
Always, says Lan Wangji, looking vaguely nauseated.
Maybe Wei Wuxian should have broken it to him a little more gently. Possibly could have given a, hey, heads up, are you in the mood to receive some possibly disturbing news? Sort of cushion first.
Are you certain this is a distressing accusation?
Wei Wuxian flicks his glance around to see if anyone is currently watching them, but the discussion is still happening. He puts a hand over the mic clipped to his t-shirt, and Lan Wangji quickly does the same.
Saw it with my own 2 eyes. Not from your dorm. I haven't been in the villa. But I saw the feed.
Lan Wangji looks at him suspiciously, which is fair. Wei Wuxian would too. But he looks like he's thinking back, examining his memories for any evidence that corroborates this story. And Wei Wuxian nods with some satisfaction as it looks like some pieces are falling into place. He uncovers his mic.
Guh, I'll join the bonus challenge.
Lan Shichen looks at him with some consternation.
You could make this request, whether you win or not, discreetly.
It's a good point. Wei Wuxian links his arm through Lan Wangji's and pulls him toward the other group.
But Shichenge, where would the drama be in that?
In all honesty, Wei Wuxian hadn't thought it would work. He just had something to try and goad Lan Wangji into participating. He would have told Lan Wangji at some point regardless. This was just a good excuse. And he certainly wouldn't have thought Lan Wangji would go along with it, especially since Shichenge is right. The sensible adult thing to do in this situation would be to bring it up discreetly in a one-on-one situation.
It's delightful to learn that Lan Wangji might have a petty side.
After they split into separate Alpha and Omega huddles at
opposite ends of the courtyard, they're given the rest of the rules. As expected, they're terrible. They're each given a pearl, presumably fake, and told that it's a game of hide and seek. Each Omega hides their pearl somewhere on their body, and the alphas are timed as to how quickly they can find it. If the average time for each Omega is longer than 30 seconds, the Omegas win. If shorter, the alphas win. Okay, can you please clarify somewhere on your body? Asks Hoisang, gesturing vaguely at, well, all of them. In this weather, most of them are dressed in some variation of shorts and t-shirt, or less. Wei Wuxian himself is in a pair of Speedos and a t-shirt, because he was in the middle of doing his fucking laundry. He doesn't even have pockets. Hoisang was presumably sunbathing and is in a thong. Wherever you like, says the director. 30 seconds feels like a really long time for what is essentially a strip search, adds Wen Cheng. They're going to be blindfolded. They all let this sink in. So really, this is a blind fingering challenge, says Wei Wuxian eventually. The director blinks, like this could not have possibly occurred to him at all. Only if you want. Well, I'll go first, says Wang Ling Zhao with a little giggle, and promptly slides her hand down to the back of her bikini and presses it into her ass. There's another long moment of silence before Mo Xuan Yu asks, wait, why the ass? Why not the front? Because that's the obvious place, she says, rolling her eyes. We're trying to make the alphas take longer, remember? Wei Wuxian hates that she's actually making a valid point. She's mean and cutting and doesn't hide her disdain for Mo Xuan Yu, but yeah, she's right. Okay, well, we can't all stick it in the ass. That's going to get predictable after a while. You have 3 minutes to hide your pearl, the director informs them, and goes off to the other group. Any other ideas? Asks Hoisang, looking down at himself. None for you, says Wen Cheng, who's swiftly braiding a little basket hidden into the middle of her hair. Damn, that's a good one. Maybe if I just stick it up really far, muses Hoisang. Someone else is trying to see if they can put it up their nostril without it rolling back out again. Xuan Yu, probably, has the best chance out of all of them. He finds a bit of his cuff where he's chewed a thumb hole into his hoodie and pops it into the lining. Literally the only benefit so far of always being covered up, he says, holding it up with satisfaction. It's probably too big for sounding, right? Wei Wuxian sighs and sticks his into his mouth, under his tongue. If they're blindfolded, he might stand a chance of rolling it around before they find it. Hoisang shudders and very carefully balances his inside one ear. Okay, he is hoping it doesn't roll in and get stuck and give me permanent hearing damage. No sudden movements, Wei Wuxian agrees, as they line up for the alphas. They've all been blindfolded in advance, walking along with one hand on the shoulder in front of them. There are, as usual, more alphas than omegas, and the omegas will get to pick which person they want to frisk them, which, thank fuck for small mercies. Wang Ling Zhao picks Wen Chao, unsurprising since she's gunning to win big with someone rich. Wei Wuxian watches for the first maybe 5 seconds as he makes a precursory pat down from the head. Who's this? Who's this little nose? Oh, these tits feel familiar. Oh, maybe, is this Wen Cheng? Wang Ling Jiao squeals in indignation. And next to him, Wen Cheng recoils in absolute disgust. I'm kidding. It must be my Ling Ling, says Wen Chao, as he skirts the edge of her bikini bottoms and then sinks 2 fingers into her pussy. I can't feel it yet. That's when Wei Wuxian, and presumably everyone else, nopes out and looks away. The wet noises and Wang Lingjiao giggling are enough. Even the other alphas, blindfolded and with no clue as to what's going on, apart from the bodily noises, as no one comments on what's happening, look vaguely nauseated. Are we sure it's not here? Let me just check one more time. Maybe it's deeper than I thought. Oh, maybe it's hiding. I'll check again, Wen Chao says dramatically as he continues. He does move on eventually, with much more ado and moaning, as Wei Wuxian looks studiously away. Found it, he says triumphantly, after taking way too long, like he's actually discovered some hidden treasure or something. Time, 28 seconds, says the director faintly, like even he wasn't expecting such a blatant show of fingering right in front of them.
Naive.
Oh, cutting it close. Well done, me, says Wen Chao unrepentantly, as Wang Lingjiao swoons on him. Wei Wuxian catches the eyes of his friends and can instantly tell what they're thinking. This is one challenge they're all perfectly happy to lose to get it over with as quickly as possible. Wen Qing picks Jiang Cheng, and he goes over 30 seconds, getting redder and redder the longer it takes him, and he can't find it woven into her hair. On the other hand, he only does a very quick, cursory finger in her vagina, which they will probably call a win. This show really skews your perception of normal human interactions, huh? Says Wei Wuxian, as they watch another few contestants. Mo Xuan Yu nods fervently. When it comes time to choose, Wei Wuxian points at Lan Wangji, who steps forward. He places his hand, which is very large, on Wei Wuxian's cheek, and his brow furrows.
Wei Wuxian?
Wei Wuxian raises his eyebrows before he can help himself. Lan Wangji recognized him just from a touch of his cheekbones? Or maybe it was his height? He's the tallest Omega of the bunch here. Either way, it's very perceptive. It's with light pats that Lan Wangji methodically pats Wei Wuxian down, starting from his crown and running his fingers down his hair, then skimming down his back to cup his ass. There, his hands falter, and Wei Wuxian feels his ass tense in anticipation. And Lan Wangji's hands clutch him a little automatically, and then let go. He moves swiftly back up to Wei Wuxian's face, checking his ears, pressing very lightly on his nostrils, and then, with his thumb resting on Wei Wuxian's bottom lip, waiting for Wei Wuxian to open his mouth. Wei Wuxian tucks the pearl under his tongue and opens up. Lan Wangji pats around in there like a doctor checking, and hesitates when he presses down on Wei Wuxian's tongue, a little fumbling before he finds the pearl. 20 seconds, the director declares, pleased. Lan Wangji pulls the blindfold off, still holding the pearl between two fingers. Wei Wuxian shrugs at him, not sure if he's disappointed or not that Lan Wangji didn't try to stick a finger up his ass. Congrats?
Thank you,
says Lan Wangji, in much the same tone of someone who doesn't know whether this accomplishment quite deserves a congratulations. He looks around, presumably for somewhere to put the pearl and or wipe his hand off. No one has thought of that, apparently. Jiang Cheng shakes his head minutely in a sympathetic grimace. Wei Wuxian pulls his t-shirt off when they step to the side, ready for Xuan Yu's turn. Here.
No need,
says Lan Wangji, still holding his hand out at a 90-degree angle, like his hand is contaminated. No, seriously, please. I can't just let you walk around with my saliva all over your hand. Besides, it's laundry day. He doesn't mention that his laundry is already in the washing machine, and therefore this won't get washed until the next load. Lan Wangji takes it reluctantly.
Thank you.
Fuck, can I also borrow that? Asks Jiang Cheng. No offense, Wen Cheng.
None taken,
she says dryly. Somehow, Wei Wuxian's t-shirt ends up the one everyone wipes off on, which,
he might just burn it instead.
Xuan Yu's takes ages, predictably. His pearl lost somewhere in the depths of his lining.
Even when Susha finds it, it takes forever for him to find a hole from which to extract it. Just his round alone is probably going to net them the win. If you pick Wen Ning and leave me with my brother, says Huaisang, quietly but seriously to Meng Yao, who's up next, I will murder you in your sleep. Meng Yao wisely picks Nia Mingtue, leaving Huaisang with Wen Ning. And that's it for the bonus challenge, declares the director at the end. Like it hasn't just been the longest half hour of incredibly dubious consensual fingering of their lives. Wei Wuxian feels emotionally fingered, if not physically. And the winner, with two contestants over 30 seconds versus four under, is the Alpha Team. There's silence. Okay, that's not how an average of their time works, says Huaisang eventually. Everyone knows that the Alpha's average time was well over 30 seconds, given that Mo Zhuan Yu's round alone took almost 6 minutes. It's an average, says the director, waving the dissent away. Alphas, congratulations. You will receive your cash prize at the end of the show or when you get eliminated, whichever comes sooner. Think about your requests for another contestant, and we will announce them before dinner. Wen Ning silently passes Wei Wuxian's stained t-shirt back to him, the shirt having made the rounds of everyone wiping their hands by now. It kind of looks like what everyone feels right now. Wei Wuxian holds it away from him, pinching the hem. I cannot believe I just got tricked into playing a rigged game. Fucking hell. He's not mad he lost. There'd always been a chance of that. He's just mad he got duped. Dinner that night is formal, which means tuxes and cocktail dresses. There are fancy lanterns and fairy lights strung up and a vast amount of wine, which means that the production staff are definitely expecting shenanigans tonight. Jiang Cheng steps down from the stage after requesting that Wen Qing take a walk on the beach with him during the next round of dates. She looks slightly surprised at that, but nods anyway. There's a bunch of roses, and each alpha has to take one singular rose and present it to the person they make a request of. Jiang Cheng looks immensely embarrassed at how over-the-top this is. Wei Wuxian internally claps his hands with glee as Lan Wangji is the next to step up. Jiang Cheng is going to forget his embarrassment so quickly at this little distraction. Good evening. Welcome to the stage, Lan Wangji. The stage is literally just a long box. Please tell us who your request is for tonight. Lan Wangji clears his throat and adjusts his cufflinks. Susha. There's a tangible note of surprise in the director's silence. Susha is another alpha contestant. Yes, Lan Wangji confirms. There was no indication in the rules that the request had to be made of the other presentation. Yes, that's very true. Well, acquiesces the director, slowly handing Lan Wangji the long-stemmed rose, as he has done with all the others, although not without a note of confusion. Susha, please step forward. Susha looks surprised too, when Wei Wuxian cranes around to see him. Good. Please, go ahead and tell us your request for Susha. Lan Wangji clears his throat. Susha, I would like for you to stop masturbating on my bed.
That's it.
Wei Wuxian feels the incredulity and hysteria threatening to bubble all the way out of him, starting from his stomach. His shoulders start shaking in silent laughter. Holy shit! He did it! Just like that! No sugarcoating! Immense! The spotlight is on Susha, who looks around at everyone staring at him and starts stammering. I don't know what you mean. Ha ha, he's so funny. There's no way that... He must catch sight of one of the production staff and realize that they are, at all times, monitoring the camera feeds for juicy segments to put into the show,
and must have seen him doing it before. How did you even find out? Even if I were, jerking off on your bed, which I wasn't. What are you doing, huh? Spying on me. It's absolutely not the takedown he intends for it to be. Su Shi's voice gets louder and louder as Lan Wangji steps off the stage and walks closer and closer to him, leaning back like a frightened animal frozen in place. Lan Wangji holds out the single-stemmed rose, presses it forward until Su Shi takes it, and then walks off towards the dinner table. A hyena screech looses its way out of Wei Wuxian's mouth, a buildup of laughter that he's been holding back, and it all comes out at once in an ungainly mass of vowels out of his mouth, which, in turn, sets everyone else off in peals of laughter. Hui Song has his whole fist shoved into his mouth, while Jiang Cheng is clutching Wen Qing for support. Su Shi is as red as a lobster, darting away towards the Alpha Villa. Icon, sighs Wei Wuxian, wiping tears from his eyes. Definitely an instant meme. He slow claps Lan Wangji as Lan Wangji approaches. Absolutely genius.
It was your idea, Lan Wangji reminds him.
My suggestion, sure, says Wei Wuxian. But wow, that stone-cold delivery? Instant KO! And no one is surprised, nor saddened, when Su Shi is eliminated at the end of the next challenge.